Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
That's just our own personal code, the way we choose to live our life. You know, everybody in the world has their own code, standard, personal laws. You know, things that they'll do and things that they just won't do. Before you find out what that actually is for yourself, you must ask yourself, who am I?
Hello everybody, this is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Welcome to my very first podcast. Thank you for joining me. I guess I should begin with my journey into astrology. I was born into a Catholic family. I went to Catholic school all my life. So how did this Catholic boy grow up to be an astrologer? Remember those little scroll horoscopes they used to have at the grocery store in the front of the grocery store in the checkout line? When I was a little kid, I used to read those as I was waiting with my mom as she checked out. And I guess I always was kind of interested in my sign because I would read different Virgos in the newspapers and stuff. And later on down the line, my birthday is September 22nd, which is the last day of Virgo, and someone said to me that I was a cusp of beauty. Now I wondered what that was, and so I went home and I looked it up. A cusp of beauty is someone with a little bit of Virgo, a little bit of Libra. And being that I was, you know, born really late in the night, I thought, well, maybe this would fit. And then I heard about a birth chart. Well, from there, I looked up my birth chart, I put my information in, and I read my birth chart. Wow. Eye-opening. Actually, I read it about four times. Because it took me a while to get through it, because I kept stopping and reading and rereading. And from there, I wanted to find deeper meanings for the things I was reading. So I actually started off reading my birth chart on Cafe Astrology. You could put your information in and you could pull up and you could see all your information, and it gives you a brief breakdown of what everything means. Well, I started Googling and all that stuff, trying to figure out what does sun conjunct this mean and what does this trine that mean. And I started buying books, started watching videos, I started Googling a lot, and digging deeper and deeper. Just trying to figure out my stuff. Well, in the midst of trying to figure out my stuff, I guess I developed the ability to know what, well, if this is in that house, it means this and this. So I started gathering a lot of the information and listening to it. And I started developing the ability to read for others. But reading information is one thing. Applying information is another thing. And at this time, I was working for a corporate. I worked for a franchisee, and I did data entry. So while I was doing data entry, I was able to listen to podcasts, listen to a whole bunch of information. Well, about 2 years ago, I got downsized from this job, and so I had to do something. And so I figured, oh, well, I've been studying all this information. I might as well try to put it out there, see what happens. Well, just because you do put a website up and all that stuff, that doesn't mean that people will start paying for readings. And so, but I still had bills and I still had things to do, pay bills and eat. So I started driving rideshare, Uber and Lyft. Well, while driving, people would always ask different questions. We would get in conversations. Well, they would ask me, is this all you do? And I would say, no, I'm an astrologer. Well, we started having conversations with people about, you know, astrology. I mean, how many people actually meet an astrologer and actually have a chance to have a conversation with one? So I started getting all kind of questions. Well, this gave me a chance to use all the information that I had been studying. And one thing I learned, everything that how you study it in a book doesn't actually apply exactly how it says. And over time, I didn't know what I was doing, but in all actuality, I was getting studying further as far as doing a lot of free readings. And at this time, over 2 years, I have done over 8,000 rides, approximately 8,000 rides. And if I've done 10% of those rides at, you know, free readings, I've done at least 800. I've done at least 800 to 1,000 free readings, you know, while I was driving, you know, just, and how it actually start off a lot of times too is we would get in conversations about different things, and I would get a feeling of an energy and a sign energy. And I would ask a person, are you this? Is this your sign? Is this your birthday? And a lot of times I would be right. And they would wonder, how did I know? And this and that. And so we started, that's how a lot of conversations started as well. Well, from these conversations, I actually started a blog. It's called The Astrology Ride of the Day. Hashtag Astrology Ride of the Day. All my blog stuff should pull me up. And what The Astrology Ride of the Day was I would end up getting into these conversations with people, and there were things that would stand out in people's chart. And if it was really fascinating to me, I would come home and write about it. And at this time, I think I'm up to at least 80 blogs. Also, I live in Atlanta, and so this is a transient city, and by now I think I have given a reading to everybody from every continent, at least. I don't know about Antarctica and all that, but from around the globe, all different faiths, all different religious backgrounds, all different upbringings, you know, I have done people from all over the world. And there's one thing I noticed. Doesn't matter what you believe in, the sign energy kind of fit from all these different conversations. I also have done some research. I even wrote a blog about it. They said you can't, to really be in a professional astrologer, you need to at least do almost 1,000 readings. And so even though I thought I was driving, trying to make money, I actually was in boot camp doing my 1,000 readings. Yeah. So in doing those 1,000 readings, plus doing a lot of reading on my own and all that, I have developed, from what I have been told, my own little style and all that. I kind of look at the chart big picture style. I really don't try to get tied down in all the weeds of the chart. I try to keep it simple, because you gotta realize a lot of these people, all they have heard of is their sun sign. So here it is, I'm telling them, hey, you got a rising sign, you got a moon sign, and all that. When you're bringing in trines and conjunctions and all, you know, to the basic person, that stuff really doesn't resonate. So I have kind of tried to learn how to explain it in a way and keep it simple. Also, I've also had the chance to do multiple people on one ride, be friends and family members. I would pull up charts, and there's one thing that I started to recognize within doing these charts with other people around. And hopefully over time in these podcasts, I would be able to share how I see that. But the people around you could actually see in the chart if you actually know what you're looking for. But that's kind of getting off into the weeds. This is really supposed to be an introduction into how I got into astrology and introducing myself. I guess I should tell you I am a Gemini rising, a Virgo sun, and a Scorpio moon. Geminis love information. They love new information. And astrology was new to me. Virgos love to analyze information. My sun sign is Virgo, and so the information that my Gemini started to gather, my Virgo was analyzing good information, bad information, things I need to keep, and stuff like that. My Scorpio moon, which Scorpio likes the deep and dark, it's the detective. And it helped me to dig deeper and deeper into astrology. And that's how my three energies pretty much helped me dig into the astrology thing. Also, astrology is like a onion. Is different layers, and once you pull this layer off, you learn this layer, and once you pull find this layer, you find another thing, and it's kind of like a rabbit hole, just bringing you deeper and deeper, and very interesting. Again, one of the reasons why I originally got into astrology is because I was trying to figure out myself. I was trying to know myself better. And the deeper you get into astrology, there are different aspects and different... There's asteroids and... different moons and eclipses and all that stuff really counts. And I guess I should get into what has astrology done for me. Once I had a monk, a Buddhist monk, I gave a ride. I picked him up from the airport. He was receiving his, matter of fact, I wrote a blog about it. You can find it on iamastrologyreadings.com. Go to Ride of the Day, the blog session, look down, look for, scroll till you see a picture of a Buddhist monk. Well, anyway, I gave this guy a ride, and you know, belief systems, religions, and stuff like that, that fascinates me. So I asked the guy, really, how many people can say they had a conversation with a Buddhist monk? So I asked him, what is Buddhism? And he told me that that was the wrong question to ask. And so I asked him, what is the right question? And he said, the right question is, what has Buddhism done for me? And then the conversation went on from there. Look at the blog if you want to find out what happened in the conversation. But with that being said, I'm going to take what that monk said and use it in this blog. So what has astrology done for me? Well, it has explained a lot. One of the things that you will notice is that I end each blog with know thyself and balance thy energy. Balance your energy. And it explained, with me being 48, why I went through some of the things that I did. It also helped me with understanding some of my reactions, some of my thoughts, why I do this and why I do that, and not actually take it, you know, just really look in the mirror with inside myself. And actually, remember I said I read my birth chart on Cafe Astrology for the first time? Well, it took me days to get through it because it's kind of like I was reading an emotional mirror. Like somebody took a pen and wrote a bunch of things about me that were true. And if someone asked me to be truthful and write everything about myself, some of these things that was in there, I probably would not have even admitted to. And so this fascinated me. And with me being a Scorpio moon, Scorpio is the detective. And so I had to know, how did this do that? How did this take my birth date, my birth time, and explain me like that? So, back to what has astrology done for me. It has kind of like lightened the load a little bit. I have noticed within this, we still have free will and energies express themselves differently. There's a yin and a yang to every energy. There's a balanced expression of Virgo. There's an unbalanced expression of Virgo. And then there's an over expression of Virgo. And doing all these rides, it helped me to see, these different expressions and different people and the different energies. People grow and evolve at different times, different speeds, different levels. And so you got to see where someone is at. And it helped me see where I was at. And it also helped me to see what a balanced expression of Gemini looks like. What a balanced expression of Virgo looks like. What a balanced expression of Scorpio looks like. Why am I using these three signs? It's because that is my three major signs. That's what it's called in astrology. Your sun, moon, and rising sign or ascendant. So I needed to find balance within these three major energies within inside myself. Your sun being your ego, your moon being your emotional body, your rising sign being, depending on what astrology you follow, could be your what your soul is rising to do. That's one caveat I want to, it just came to me. I also wanted to say, a lot of people who are into other, into belief systems, orthodox, a lot of orthodox belief system religions and stuff like that are really surprised at how spiritual astrology actually is. Maybe I could talk about why that is in another podcast, but like I said, this is actually an introduction. So since getting to astrology, I have lost 40 pounds. I have actually kept the weight off. It hasn't been a chore to keep the weight off. And the reason it hasn't been a chore is because I am trying to keep my energies balanced. What energies is that? The four energies of water, fire, earth, and air. Air being intellect, water, feelings and emotions. Fire is your passion. You get up and go. And earth is your practical, grounded, nurturing energy. And so to actually get balanced, I had to start to cater to all four of these energies and with inside myself. And there are things that you can do to work on all four of those energies. Maybe in another podcast, we can go into that. But yeah. So it has led to better relationships personally, and it also, as far as I'm concerned, it has led to better relationships with how I deal with people. It also helped me to accept others that I deal with for who they are and actually see them for the energy that they are. Oh, I don't have to take that personal. They're doing their Aries thing. Oh, I don't have to take that personal. He's doing his, you know, Cancer thing. And that is also a tool that you could use with inside relationships, because people, we have our own values and thoughts and all that, but we don't realize, a lot of people don't realize that how we see things, the other person doesn't see that the same way. Have you ever watched a movie with somebody, and then after the movie you sat there and talked to that person, and it seemed like y'all saw a totally different movie? Well, this is also how life is and how people react with inside life, and we have to realize that within this life we are in it together, so it's best to not only know yourself but also recognize the energy within inside the people you deal with. And with that said, I think this should be the end of my very first podcast. I will end it just like I end my blogs with, but before I say that, I will say thank you for joining me on my first podcast, and know thyself and balance your energy.
Everything has structure, life. I said everything has structure. Even streets have codes.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.